Herzlich willkommen zu Festgeklebt, dem Podcast der letzten Generation. Mein Name ist Raoul Semmler und das ist eine Sonderfolge, wo ihr gleich einen TED-Talk, also diese Kurzvorträge auf YouTube, hört von Carla Hinrichs, die seit Anbeginn bei der letzten Generation dabei ist. Viel Spaß dabei!
Hallo, hallo, hier ist Carla. Cool, dass du da bist. Du kannst jetzt nämlich im Folgenden meinen TED-Talk anhören, den ich am 8. Oktober in Berlin gehalten habe. Ironischerweise am stillgelegten Flughafen Tegel. Der heißt Revolutionize Democracy, Civil Resistance and Real Participation. Es geht darum, wie wir die Demokratie revolutionieren können, um zivilen Widerstand und echte Mitbestimmung. Ich glaube, er fasst vielleicht ganz gut zusammen, was wir in den letzten Jahren als letzte Generation versucht haben und gemacht haben. Also viel Spaß damit.
The following thoughts came into shape when I was sitting in an 80 times 80 square centimeter cell in a police van. I'm probably not the average voter in my country, I know. So here's what I want to share with you. In my country, you're proud of its democracy. We all learn in high school that democracy is one of the biggest achievements of our time. Especially after Germany's organized state failed completely after the First World War and led us into the second one, we learn that we have to take care of it. We learn that we are responsible to vote. What we do not learn is that democracy is way more than the shape of an axe every 4 years. Maybe you remember the first time you voted. Maybe you felt excited. I was excited. But in my case, there was no party which I could vote for which really represented my interests. So I voted for the least evil. That did not feel empowering. Maybe you know how that feels like. Me as a young person growing up in a huge crisis, the climate crisis, I voted for the Greens. A party that indicates they tackle the climate crisis and keep our standard of living. But they do not really do that when I compare their election program to the scientific facts, right? For a lot of people, voting every few years is more like an obligation. You do it as a good citizen, almost like a ritual, but you're not actually participating. You're not actually part of it. But why is it that way? Maybe you know the feeling that whatever you voted for in the last years, nothing fundamentally changed. And when I look back at the last years, nothing really changed the way I wanted, because I voted. Because the system is hacked. It's hacked by money, it's hacked by lobbyists. They have more influence on the governments than every election ever does. Money rules the world. The CEOs of the big oil companies do. Some say we live in a post-democracy, where democracy is not about discussing our values and finding the world we want to live in together. It's not that we fight for either red or blue. It suggests that everything should go together. Red and blue should be possible together. So we only have to discuss where we put our money, and our democracy is more like a management tool than actually finding the world we want to go to as a society. Compromises are taken over in fundamentals. In the climate crisis, the compromise is killing us. Everyone knows that. But they all suggest we can just keep our standard of living and then tackle the climate crisis at the same time. And that is lies. That's lies beginning in the election programs, ending in politicians justifying their decisions. I studied law, and I learned that our fundamental rights should be able to tackle the climate crisis. I learned that our justice system should correct our government. I have the right to live in a country where our government plans for my future and not just for right now making the most money out of it. But what I also realized is that it's way too slow to actually tackle a crisis which is happening right now. The fossil fuel industries, the CEOs, they make their money out of the extraction from our living. Their profit is based on the exploitation of people and livelihoods. So of course, voting every few years does not feel like real participation. When our state is not really led by us, by the people, when it's led by fossil fuel lies and not by its laws. But it does not have to be that way. I know that everyone who listens right now probably has an opinion on a lot of things, right? And if you were the Chancellor of Germany, or if you had hundreds of millions on your bank account, you know what you would change, right? But you're not. But you take decisions every day. You're part of groups, friends and family, where your opinion is taken for granted, and you would never give it away. But we kind of lost that feeling that our opinion is important on a higher level, that our opinion is important between making an act every few years. So we have to relearn democracy. That democracy is not just making an act. That democracy is the diversity of opinions is a good thing. We should take decisions together. We shouldn't wait for our politicians to take decisions. We should take it in our hands. Only who takes his voice out there and learns how to discuss constructively is able to be part of the change we all want to see in the world. In citizens' assemblies, people come together on a level where everyone is important. Every voice is heard, and differences are asked. That's how creative and especially sustainable ideas come up, free from the interests of parties or lobbies. Why? Because the most important thing is what the people in the room really moves. Projects all over the world, led by citizens, organize citizens' assemblies. On local levels, in neighborhoods, people come together and discuss how to make their way of living together better. They see where problems come up, and they are empowered to take solutions together. They become resilient communities where the people know each other, their special needs, and are happy to move forward as a society together. But also on a higher level, citizens' assemblies could make a huge difference. Let me give you an example. In 2021 in Germany, a citizens' assembly came together to work on solutions to tackle the climate crisis. 160 citizens, drawn by lot, came together to make a plan how Germany could reach its climate goals. After the group met on a couple of weekends, with great support from almost the whole group, solutions came up that went far beyond what every government before had put in place. Why? Because people thought together, free from the interests of parties and lobbies, and the space was open for creative and innovative solutions. No political competition, but a joint search for negotiation of values and goals. Experts supported them in making well-founded decisions, and the exchange took place in a respectful and solution-orientated way, rather than polarizing political debates. But there was one problem. Only a fraction of the population knew that the citizens' assembly had come together, so no one really felt that the solutions they brought up are their solutions. Well, let's change that. Let's demand a citizens' assembly and treat it like a world championship. Because if everyone knows about it, everyone feels the connection to the people in the room, we can move forward as a stronger society. We'd be excited together what comes out of it in the end, and we can hear testimonials from people showing us that there are people like you and me. We could strengthen our democracy and make it from the citizens for the citizens. A real democracy does not come from people making an act on their voting card every few years and then just wait. A real democracy would be the resolution of conflict and not the easiest compromise. The biggest achievements of our time did not come from people putting an axe in the voting card in the right place and then just waited. They were fought for, loudly and in the streets, together and against them who opposed them. That I'm allowed to stand here as a woman, that I even have a say in my country, that I'm allowed to vote, was fought for in the streets. Democracy itself was fought for in the streets. Self-determination, freedoms, the freedom of speech was fought for in the streets. Not just by people holding a sign, but by peacefully disrupting the public order. When I started with the last generation and took it to the streets, I did so as an essential part of a living democracy. We, as ordinary people, refuse to be sidelined while critical decisions about our future are made without us. If the current democracy fails to protect us, and sends me and our children into a future of hell just for the profit of the few, its true core must come up to light. The people who are not willing to be complicit. We got a lot of media attention, and everyone started arguing whether our protest was appropriate or not. I was beaten up in the streets. The police arrested me over and over again. I was charged and sentenced. One day, a horde of policemen ran into my apartment with guns drawn while I was still asleep. I sat in police vans over and over again, and I always reminded myself, if we look back in history, democracies are dependent on civil resistance in order to regulate themselves and strengthen democratic principles. Our protest did not only brought the climate crisis into the public eye, but also revealed how undemocratic our democracy is acting right now. A group of people who are just the voice of the bad news, the horrifying scientific facts that we are completely screwed, are locked up rather than having their voices heard. The interests of the lobbies and parties have such power that the pure will to survive of normal people like me has to be suppressed by all means. But we did not stop. With our civil resistance, we created a strong but constructive tension. We created a space where society can finally start dealing with previously underrepresented democratic deficits. We made it to 1% of the public news coverage and probably to every dinner table. Protests trigger necessary conversations, and they force urgent problems into the spotlight. They can cut through the noise created by money and lobbyists and shift the public awareness of problems around. Sometimes, it's not easy to endure the tension. And when I sit in the police van, I sometimes get scared because we see that repression against peaceful protests, in my case climate protest, has increased significantly over the recent years, not just in Germany, but all over the world. But when I get scared, I always remind myself, my fear of an escalating climate crisis, the shift to the right, and the complete loss of our democracy is even greater. If we just rely on ticking a box every few years and that others will sort it out, we will lose everything we hold dear, especially our democracy, before we are even able to vote for the next time. We are at a crossroad in human history, and we can now decide whether we want to follow the path our government led by fossil fuel lies is driving us, or we take it by its core, by the people who are not willing to be a bystander. Let's make our democracy more democratic by making it from the citizens for the citizens, by actually taking part in it and participating. Remember, our democracy is no gift that's given. It's a privilege, and we have to protect it. If we want to keep it, we have to make it even stronger. Take your voice out there. That can make democracy exciting when it's actually about shaping a future that reflects our values and hopes. Let's take it out of the ballot box and bring it into the streets, our homes, and our everyday life. Let's make it a breathing and living force that excites and empowers us. Because we can redefine what democracy looks like for ourselves and for generations to come. Thank you.